As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. And be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, June the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com. and or vocallocal.org and engage in our chat room discussions. Certainly that's available for you this morning. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Boy, I got a lot of email traffic this past weekend at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. If you've got a micro broadcaster out there and you want to pick up this broadcast, certainly just look at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, follow the links, and it's easily done. We'd love to have you broadcasting to your local audiences these important messages. Our call-in number remains always 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All the show archives that you could ever want are available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. You can also follow the links from my little webpage, becomevocallocal.com. The G8 and the G20 summit, basically wasted days and wasted nights and wasted millions and millions of dollars. Just about a non-entity. Anyway, we'll talk about that briefly. Cyber insecurity. Those of you that caught Kurt Wilson's broadcast over the weekend, he gave me the heads up on this. I went and looked into it. We'll look at that a little bit. There's other information in the news. A virtual blackout, a virtual media blackout on whatever is happening in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. Of course, later in the broadcast, we'll go into John Stuart Mill, get back into our discussion of on his representative government, find out what he knew about it at that time. Lots of very interesting insights and pieces of information that we might be able to use in this terribly troubling 21st century. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Monday, June the 28th. Just as we were coming on the air, gold took a spike up. It looks like it was about up $4.50. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we found gold trading off $1.30 at $1,254.40 an ounce. Again, it's reversed that position and it's running higher. Silver was $19.10 unchanged in early trading. Platinum up 11 bucks at $1,580 a troy ounce. And palladium up 4 at $481 an ounce. We'll be back right after this first commercial intermission.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report for this morning again. Gold is taking and enjoying a direct straight-up spike right now. Gold running just a little over 1263.70. But we'll see where it goes today. It's definitely on an uptick, that is for sure. Again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago, however, gold was off $1.30. Right now it looks to be up about $6.10. But gold is off $1.30 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading out at $1,254.40 an ounce. Silver was flat at $19.10. Of course, we always record it. Give the market report right at 9 o'clock a.m. That way your charts and my charts are all matched, and we can track it throughout the rest of the day. But anyway, platinum up 11 bucks at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading out at $1,580 an ounce, and palladium up 4 at $481. Again, as of 9 o'clock a.m., this has been broken now, but the lows and the highs in the gold spot market were $1,251.80 for a low, $1,260.40 for a high. Are we going to break the old record and go higher than that today? Looks like it's possible. But anyway, at $1,254.40, your gold is up year to year $315.60, more than that now, for a 33.61% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, they set the price at $1,256. You can see gold is thumbing its nose at that price and going straight up. The SPDR gold shares unchanged over the weekend, holding 1,316.18 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest, ostensibly. That's what they report, 1,316.18 tons, at valued at a $53.05 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 9 in the face of the G20 and the G8 summits, closed off 9 at 10,144. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2,223. And the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1,077. This morning, crude oil in early trading off 51 cents a barrel at $78.35 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, bounced up 16 basis points, exchanging at 85.50. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie off 5 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso bumps up 13 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. Boy, what a mess is going on down along the border areas. Anyway, the euro off 45 basis points, trades at $1.23. The British pound up 3 basis points for $1.51. And if you're buying Swiss francs today, you're going to get them at 92 cents each, at up 77 basis points. In the bond market, the yield on the 2-year U.S. Treasuries yield is 0.63, continuing to decline, very low yield there. The 10-year is at 3.06 and the 30-year at 4.02. In the mortgage markets, the 15-year fixed mortgage this morning moves down from 4.19% last month to 4.11% this month. The 30-year moves down from 4.85 to 4.73, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. So it's always prime plus. Well, there's a lot on the news, certainly that's for sure. But let's see where we want to go. Again, I want to thank Kurt Wilson for his excellent reporting. He brought this to my attention, and I went up and I followed some of the words that he mentioned and found some truth to what he was talking about in regards to Barry the Usurper reaping millions off the Gulf oil spill. You know, so we got Tony Hayward replacing Lord Brown, as the BP's head, and Tony Hayward in charge of, not really in charge of, we can see that he wasn't in charge of much, but certainly aware that the Macondo well wasn't doing well. He dumps his stock shares. Of course, Goldman Sachs dumps theirs as well. But it's rather interesting to find out that Barry the Usurper dumped his too. It always seems as though these, well, I'm not going to use this fellow's writing. This is by Wannabe RSC, the contrarian SOB, posted. This is a posting. I generally don't give the blogs, but this one's worthy of doing so. The Soda Head is the website, sodahead.com. The Obama to reap millions off the Gulf spill. Again, this is a blog. I haven't verified every word of this, but I have done a little bit of sideline research. I'll give you some more of it. Goldman Sachs wasn't alone either in its astute foreknowledge of the collapse of BP's stock value due to the Gulf disaster, as BP's own chief executive, Tony Hayward, sold about one-third of his shares before this catastrophe, or as Roberto Schauder likes to say, catastrophe, before this catastrophe began unfolding, too. But according to this FSB report, the largest seller of BP stock in the weeks before this disaster occurred was the American investment company known as Vanguard, who, through two of their own financial arms, Vanguard Windsor II Investor and Vanguard Windsor Investor, unloaded over 1.5 million shares of BP stock, saving their investors hundreds of millions of dollars, chief among them, Barry the Usurper. I think we ought to have a trial soon. I think it's time to either impeach this man or indict him for treason. I don't know about you, but that's the way I feel this Monday morning. For though little known by the American people, Barry the Usurper holds all of his wealth in just two Vanguard funds, Vanguard 500 Index Fund, where he has three accounts, and the Vanguard FTSE Social Index Fund. Social Index Fund, you can count on that, where he holds another three accounts, all six of which the FSB estimates will earn the usurper nearly $8.5 million a year, and which over 10 years, of course, would equal the sum of $85 million. The FSB further estimates in this report then that through the usurper's three accounts in the Vanguard 500 Index Fund, he stands to make another $100 million over the next 10 years as their largest stock holding is in the energy giant ExxonMobil. All right? So understand that when we were first starting to get into the Macondo disaster and we would start began to report on Ken Saladar's mineral management service, the very first report that we were giving you so many days back now had to do with ExxonMobil and British Petroleum as being partners with the Mineral Management Service. Of course, Janet Napolitano had to crawfish all over that one, retracting and retracting and covering it up. But we can see that Barry the Usurper is definitely all over Exxon and BP with his stock shares. Continuing a little bit further here, ExxonMobil, they believe, will eventually acquire BP and all of their assets for what will essentially be a rock-bottom price. Okay, so you can make money in all of this as you go down in the prices. Of course, that's, you know, selling into a falling market. And then once it gets to the bottom, you can buy at the bottom and then ride it back up again. And it may very well be that that'll happen. Why would British Petroleum wanted to be collapsed at this time? Well, maybe they want to divest of the petroleum and fulfill their goal to be beyond petroleum. Anyway, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this commercial intermission. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality of voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, I'm reading from a blog post on sodahead.com. Important to note that it is that none of this wealth, Barry the usurper, Goldman Sachs, and other American elites, and I generally don't use that terminology, is acquiring would be possible without this disaster or catastrophe. All of whom, as the evidence shows, somehow knew what was going to happen before it actually did. Of course, there's really... doesn't take a lot of head scratching, I suppose, if you're in the oil business to know that there was problems. Even the people working on the rig know weeks in advance that this thing was not going well and not going well at all. And if you're an insider into that and privy to all of that information, you know, you would move your stocks or do whatever, especially if you're the corporate execs and the inside traders. But I'm not wringing my handkerchief over that part of it. They knew well in advance that this thing was going south, and it did. So, unfortunately, they didn't get the men out of the way. 11 people died. Continuing along, somehow that knew that what was going to happen before it actually did, including the U.S. energy giant Halliburton, who 2 weeks prior to this disaster just happened to purchase the world's largest oil disaster service company again, Boots and Coots. Now, here's another article off another site, and it appears also to be just another blog spot. But, you know, bloggers are... seems to be driving the news sometime. This by, I don't know how they pronounce it, Twaki, T-W-A-W-K-I, T-W-A-W-K-I.com. The article, once again here, from Adam Dodson, it looks like. This is a June 18th article, again, a blog. Goldman Sachs wasn't alone either in its astute foreknowledge of the collapse of BP stock value due to the Gulf's disaster as BP's own chief executive, blah, blah, blah. But according to the FSP report, blah, 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 for though little known by American people, the President Obama holds all of his wealth, blah, blah, blah. So all this is basically just a restatement of the previous one. So it's like jumping from website to website. Still don't really have any true, I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm just still not seeing anything that's really pegging Obama down. But I went up to the Vanguard Group Incorporated, U.S. It's personal.vanguard.com, and you can look at their website, and I'll just give you a little bit about this Vanguard Windsor 2 Fund investor website. It says, product summary, value fund, invests in out-of-favor stocks that are trading at below-average prices. A value fund. This is one of the ones that the article referred to, Vanguard Windsor 2 Fund. It's a value fund. It invests in out-of-favor stocks that are trading at below-average prices, offers potential for your money to grow as well as above-average income. Share value tends to move up and down more moderately than the stock market overall. Fund managers pick investments to try and outperform market returns, which adds an element of risk. Appropriate for diversifying portfolios that include U.S. growth-oriented stocks. And then it continues on and on. But the fund advisor is Vanguard Quantitative Equity Group. It sounds like quantitative easing, doesn't it? Quantitative Equity Group, Barrow Hanley, Muhinney and Strauss. I don't know if there's any relation to the other Strauss. Hotchkiss and Wiley, Armstrong, Shaw, Lazardus Asset Management, and Sanders Capital. As far as the risk potential they list, this is a 4 on a scale from less risk and less reward to more risk and more reward. It's over closer to the right. It looks like a scale of 5, and out of 5, this particular stock portfolio runs at a 4. In other words, it's a very risky stock. A little bit more here. The performance data shown represents past performance, which is not a guarantee of future results. Investment returns and principal values will fluctuate so that investor shares, when sold, may be worth more or less than their original cost. That's kind of just a disclaimer there. But some of the month-end 10 largest holdings in this particular stock, is International Business Machines, or IBM. And number two, ConocoPhillips. So, I mean, if you got BP going to hell in a handbasket, Exxon stepping in to buy it, and number two in this particular group, the 10 largest holdings is ConocoPhillips. That is indicative of more of this inside knowledge. Wells Fargo is in here. J.P. Morgan Chase is in there. HP is in here. Bill and Melinda Gates, Microsoft Corporation's in here. Raytheon, Intel Corporation, Pfizer, and Bristol Myers Squibb. So we've got the industrial, the military industrial complex, and Big Pharma all inside of this portfolio as well. Well, with that, we'll let that go. Certainly keep an eye on that story, see if it breaks out. I'd like to see somebody that could definitively peg Barry the Usurper to these various profits coming out of this disaster. This is another disaster of a different sort. Certainly we heard about the G8 and G20 last week. Now that's over. Now they've got the cleanup to deal with. All the cars that got burned and the windows broken and all of that nonsensical stuff that went on in the street. Cost the people of Canada $1 billion to prepare for it. Now they'll have the cleanup, not to mention the lost income of all the people that had businesses in the area. But out of all of that I was able to find over the weekend in regards to the G20, it's basically just a dud. Why did they even bother? Nothing at all of significance has been reported. They may have come up with something that they're not telling, but there certainly isn't much. And Bloomberg is an abysmal site today for news. Everything, I mean, it's so blasé, it just makes you want to go to sleep to try and read it. There's a lot happening around the world, but there just seems to be no real reporting happening. Group of 20 leaders responded to the European debt crisis with deficit reduction targets and agreed to pursue higher capital requirements for banks once economic recoveries take hold. Who the hell knows when economic recoveries take hold? They got deficit reduction targets. These are just numbers. It sounds like window dressing. Anyway, Bloomberg writing to Kristen Jensen and Theophilus Argyris, June the 28th. Not exactly a revealing article. Advanced G20 economies. And notice the advanced G20 economies. We talked about this before. The idea of taking the G2, then the G7, then the G8, now the G20. All right, there we go. Doing our little morning timeout here. I think that the kind of got these gremlins that lay back here, this our server banks or something like that, like to take a coffee break at this time every morning. Anyhow, back on the air again. Looks like the advanced G20 economies will aim to halve or cut in half their deficits by 2013. Well, you think they're going to be able to do that? They're going to aim at cutting their deficits in half. What is our deficit in the United States? How many trillions of dollars? They're going to aim to halve it, cut it in half, and to start to stabilize their debt-to-output ratios by 2016. It sounds like it might be a little while before we see any kind of a turnaround here. This is kind of like having BP come out or something and say, well, we'd like to have all of the oil cleaned up in the Gulf by the year 2050. Doesn't exactly help the people in the Gulf, and 2016 is not going to be much of a recovery if we're going to wait that long to have it happen. Anyway, leaders in the group said in a statement yesterday after their meeting in Toronto, leaders said nations can move at their own pace and also pledge to fulfill existing stimulus plans. And so, again, we're talking about financing the quantitative easing, throwing a lot more money in and fulfilling their stimulus plans, like caulking your windows and weather stripping your doors. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again looking at this an article off of the Bloomberg in regard to the G20 meeting up in Toronto, probably the most, like they say, even in the article, the most underwhelming G20 you could imagine. They seem to really have no clue of what they're doing. At least they're not revealing any of the clues that they have, if they have any. But Barry the Usurper is pushing his counterparts to focus on spurring growth. I'm sure he's really pushing his counterparts. I don't know which parts he likes to push, but he likes to push a lot. I can tell that. Leaders in the UK and Germany are already tightening spending to bolster investor confidence. You see the kind of investor confidence you have when your gold spikes up on the morning after the meeting and starts to run straight up into the air. U.S. and European stocks both had their biggest weekly drops in more than a month last week as investors renewed concerns that countries may be able to repay their debts. All right? It's big stuff, really. All right? Talking about fulfilling their pledges to keep their stimulus plans going. Here's another quote. The view of the business community is that we need fiscal restraint in order to ensure confidence and therefore sustainable economic growth. Always keep your eyes peeled when you see that sustainable economic growth. You know, sustainable is kind of like a byword for the green community. They love to use it, throw it out there all the time. But sustainable economic growth simply means propping up or shoring up something that would otherwise fail. How are they going to sustain economic growth? With your money and mine, no doubt. Anyway, continuing, says Gordon Nixon, chief executive officer of the Toronto-based Royal Bank of Canada, the country's biggest bank, said in a telephone interview, quote, "These targets are very important." All right, setting up the targets on the field are very important. Yeah, right. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper said his country could meet the targets, which, as chairman of the meeting, he had proposed earlier this month, as soon as next year. The agreement still amounted to a compromise that lacked strength, said Stephen Roach, Morgan Stanley's Asia chairman. This is what Roach had to say. "I am underwhelmed," said Roach. So am I, Roach. By attempting, what an apt name, huh? Morgan Stanley's Asia chairman, Stephen Roach, turned the lights on. He goes under the desk. "I am underwhelmed," said Roach in an email, "by attempting to finesse the trade-off between America's call for ongoing stimulus and Europe's penchant for fiscal consolidation. The G20 has come up with a multi-purpose recipe with no enforcement mechanism." In other words, just a lot of la-la land, a lot of dadaism, a lot of wasted money, wasted time, wasted windows, wasted finances, etc., on this G20 meeting. But this is what I was getting into when we were so rudely interrupted by the server farm going out for coffee and a big steaming bowl of chowder or something. You got the G2, then you get the G7, then you got the G8, then you got the G20. And you can go up and Google Scroogle or Dogpile or Webfair at each of those terms, and they'll give you the full list. But you've got all these various groups. You know, the United Nations, when they come together in the General Assembly, that's your group of all of the suckers in one room with all their flags flying. International territory on Slaughterhouse in the East River in New York. But you form a group like the G20, for instance, and all you're doing there is just, you know, widening the hem of the umbrella. You have a lot of feel-good time going on. Everybody gets to feel as though they're important, that they've been invited to the decision-making table. But really, the G2 and the G7 continue to drive the day from behind the curtain. They even had the audacity to hold their meeting just before the rest of the schmucks arrived. Anyway, continuing. The UK's announcement last week about its planned budget cuts spurred an increase in the gilt and the pound and led Fitch Ratings Limited to say Britain would keep its AAA credit rating. Well, of course it would. If it didn't, Rothschilds would order a hit on the Fitch Rating Limited. With respect to deficits, markets are giving Europe direction and markets are more powerful than words from President Obama, close quote, said Tony Soprano or Tony Fratto or Tony Frathouse, who served as the White House and the U.S. Treasury official under George W. Bush, the shrub, again. But with respect to deficits, markets are giving Europe direction, and markets are more powerful than words from Barry the Usurper, right? At least Tony knows what he's writing when he's writing something down. Absolutely right. The markets drive the markets, not the usurper's mouth. Unacceptable levels. The article continues, the G20 leaders called the global recovery uneven and fragile, noting that unemployment remains at unacceptable levels in many nations. In the U.S., economists surveyed by Bloomberg News expect the Labor Department to report that in June, employment fell for the first time this year. What? Employment fell for the first time this year? Week after week after week, we report the first filings, you know, for people lining up in the unemployment. Well, maybe they got rid of all the senseless workers. And so now the employment fell in June. But I can hardly believe that. Concerns about the global recovery have added stress to the credit markets. Company debt offerings declined 3.8% last week, blah, blah, blah. All right. To sustain recovery, here's another quote. To sustain recovery, we need to follow through on delivering existing stimulus plans. Take your prune juice, America. While working to create the conditions for robust private demand. Robust. What does that mean, anyway? Working to create the conditions for robust private demand, the G20 statement said. At the same time, recent event highlights the importance of sustainable public finances. So we've got sustainable public finances. I guess we'd have to talk to Walt Burian about that and get involved with CAFRA. The importance of sustainable public finances. Well, I don't want to go into that. The balance struck by the G20 means, quote, everyone can sell it at home as a victory. You hear that, folks? All right? This is what you're going to be hearing. Everyone can sell it at home as a victory. Of course, Bloomberg's wiser than that. They're not putting the spin on this article. But this is what they're going to go and tell the rest of the world, all right? Everyone can sell it at home as a victory. Sell it at home. That's the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations right there. Said Karsten Brzezinski, an economist at the ING Group in Brussels, quote, the announcement to have, or, you know, H-A-L-V-E, have, to cut the deficit, fiscal deficits by 2013 is huge. How huge is that? This guy must have been doing some kind of a white powder. Draconian. The leaders addressed resistance to the deficit reduction goals by limiting them to advanced economies. Brazil's finance minister, Guido Mantega, Guido probably has Pearl 6 guns in his pockets, on June the 26th said the targets were draconian. Mantega represented Brazil at the meeting because President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva stayed home. He was having a manicure and a rub down after the floods ravaged the northeastern part of his country. The phrasing, we are to treat President Lula of Brazil with respect, said John Curtin, director of G8 Research Group and co-director of the G20 Research Group at the University of Toronto. It's the advanced industrial economies that have the problems, so the G20 agrees that those with the problems have got to do the solution. All right, underline that, highlight it, bookmark it. All right. This is the same idea always that runs through the Agenda 21 mantras. This is what we call social justice as opposed to equal justice. This is like going up and buying indulgences to marry your daughter or your niece from the Pope. OK, you pay your money, you get your pass. It's again, I'll give it to you one more time. It's the advanced industrial economies that have the problems. So the G20 agrees that those with the problems have to go do the solution. In other words, other people don't have to pay attention to it. But who are the advanced industrial economies? Well, I'll leave that for you to make a list. It's a powerful statement, said Craig Alexander, chief economist of the Toronto Dominion Bank, Canada's second largest bank by assets. Quote, the emphasis is now on fiscal restraint. Remember, there's monetary policy that's set by the Federal Reserve and all of its little queer banking sisters, all right? And then there's the fiscal policy or fiscal restraint. That's done by governments. That's done by your legislature and by your Congress. And what are they talking about with fiscal restraint? Well, they're going to shut off all of your entitlement programs if they have the courage to do that in an election year. But they've got plenty of time. They can roll it out until right after the elections, and then it'll be welcome the new boss. The same as the old boss. Bank tax, G20, which accounts for about 85% of the global economy. All right, so these 20 countries, as the article says here, account for about 85% of the global economy, replaced the G8 last year as the world's foremost international policy coordinating forum. In other words, all they did, again, was that the G8 moves into the background. They have their private meetings before the G20, and then they let in all the brown fellas and all the people from the Southern Hemisphere to come in and sit at the table, as if that was going to make a difference. It doesn't really. This is how the article continues. The larger group means developed and emerging economies are trying to find common ground amid differences in prosperity, and blah, 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 and we've reported on this before. The G20 leaders said banks need to have a significantly higher capital, which gives lenders more flexibility to implement the changes. Countries should adopt the new standards by the end of 2012, and banks will be allowed to phase in cash.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so we've returned once again, and without disrespecting his name, Robert Byrd, the longest-serving U.S. senator, flew the coop this morning at 92, I guess. Well, anyway, that's what happens. People die, including senators. This article off of Bloomberg, Brian Swint and Jessica Resnick-Alt, collaboratively writing on June 28th, 2010, New News. BP loses $22 billion in legacy of share buybacks. Okay, so it continues. Notice they're not talking about, you know, poison gases. They're not talking about methane. They're not talking about relocation. They're not talking about oily birds and dying pools of fish. Okay, juggling servers. All right, looks like it's back up again. But once again, in this new economic order that we live in, this new economic morality system that we deal with, there's no doubt about it. Profit, good. Loss, bad. Anything that's a loss to BP is bad, and anything that's a profit to BP is good, and the hell with the people, right? And the hell with the planet. They're not interested in anything ecological in the first place. Add $22 billion in counting to the loss for BP PLC from the Gulf of Mexico disaster. All right, as if anyone really cares at this point. The sum represents the whole after the 52% plunge in BP shares since the Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank, resulting in the worst oil spill in U.S. history. BP bought back more than $37 billion of its stock in a bid to return money to investors between 2005 and 2008. Those shares are now worth $15 billion, including dividends. Now, a caller on Oracle Unleashed this past Saturday night into Sunday morning asked the million-dollar question. You know, Tony Hayward sells his stocks. It looks like Vanguard sold $1.5 million worth of their stocks that Barry the Usurper was invested in. And, of course, Goldman Sachs profited on their way down and on the way up, probably, with their stocks. But the million-dollar question is, who's buying these stocks? Well, these buybacks might offer a little bit of a clue. As chief executive officer, Tony Hayward, and he's not getting pitched out on his ear, folks. This is the conservation of human resources. He was just rotated out of the line of fire, but he still serves as the chief executive officer. He's just not going to show up for any more of the Senate hearings, and he's not going to show up on TV any longer, but he'll continue as the Sun King. Count on it. As chief executive officer, Tony Hayward surveys the company's assets for sales to raise cash. BP's treasury still holds 1.86 billion shares, equivalent to a 10% stake worth 5.7 billion pounds, or $8.6 billion U.S. Hayward should sell shares to ease concern that BP's creditworthiness is deteriorating. Alistair Syme, an analyst at Nomura Holdings, Inc. in London, said last week, well, don't worry about that, Alistair. Tony Hayward sells shares every time he can see a profit, and he sells his, too. No one expected that this was going to happen and that the shares would be decimated, said Philip Weiss. Philip Weiss, no one expected? Well, I think Tony did. So did Vanguard, too. Vanguard Windsor. Isn't that an interesting name? Vanguard Windsor? Is that the House of Windsor? Well, it certainly could be. Anyway, that's just an assumption on my part, but I think it's pretty close. But it makes a case for how buybacks can hurt a company. And it goes on, because of the risk now associated with lending to BP, the company would pay an extra $566 million a year in interest costs to raise $10 billion in the bond market, compared with what it would have needed before the incident or the accident. Hardly could say it's an accident. I used to think it was an accident. Now I'm kind of leaning towards a lot more strongly toward the let it happen. Don't think they really made it happen. I just think they let it happen once things started going south for them. The average yield on BP's bonds has surged to 607 basis points, or 6.07 percentage points, more than benchmark rates from 41 basis points before the rig explosion on the 20th. Well, if you're into stock numbers, there you go. Considerable firepower. We've got considerable firepower here to deal with any costs as they accrue, he said, and we'll go forward using the tools that we have at hand to generate the funds to meet any liabilities. All right, so just, again, put that one up on the board. This cocky fellow, they say that they're fully prepared and funded to take care of any costs that come at them. Well, we'll see whether that happens or not. And there's a lot more to that particular article, but I'm tiring rapidly of discussing it. Let's go over to this one and go a little ways on it. Very interesting, actually. Let this PDF load. Here we come up on page 8 out of 39. Let's just go ahead and run to the top, Will. All right. This is the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. You might have heard about this from Kurt Wilson over the weekend on his broadcast. You can find it at www.dhs.gov. And then just do the search on the Department of Homeland Security's website for National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. This is a 39-page PDF document. But what they're talking about in here is coming up with a new way of getting into your business. This is just some of the information out of the table of contents. They talk about a current landscape. I want you to listen carefully, because what we're talking about here, what they're doing, is they're introducing environmental ecological terminology into something that has to do nothing with the environment or ecology. It has to do with cyberspace. It has to do with tracking your movements on the web. All right, but they say current landscape, the scope, national strategy development, national strategy organization. Then they go through a series of guiding principles. Identity solutions will be secure and resilient. identity solutions will be interoperable. You've heard about, you know, when I have Vicki Davis on with us, talking about interconnectivity and interoperable and all of that nonsense, all right? Interoperable. Identity solutions will be privacy-enhancing and voluntary for the public. That's your voluntary compliance. No, you don't have to use all this stuff. You could actually not use the Internet, and I might be making that choice myself. Identity solutions will be cost-effective and easy to use, all right? Easy to use, cost-effective. Vision and benefits of vision statements. You can't get away from this vision statement stuff, folks. It's the Vision 2020 and all that. They have a vision statement. Identity ecosystem. Benefits of the identity ecosystem. Are you following me? I mean, these people are green insanity. Develop a comprehensive identity ecosystem framework. Build and implement interoperable infrastructure aligned with the Common Identity Ecosystem Framework. Enhance confidence and willingness to participate in the identity ecosystem. Ensure the long-term success of the identity ecosystem. That brings us up to the second or third section on page 26. High-priority actions, designating a federal agency to lead the public-private sector efforts associated with advancing the vision. Are these guys prophets? You know, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to get into the prayer cloth business. Develop a shared, comprehensive public-private sector implementation plan, public-private partnerships. You hear about all that all the time. It's basically fascism. Accelerate the expansion of government services, pilots, and policies that align with the identity ecosystem. What are they talking about there? The expansion of government services. More government. All right? This is where the jobs are going to be coming from. Right now we've got somewhere between 6 and 8 out of every 10 people that derive all or portions of their income directly from government sources. Well, it's going to continue to expand. Pretty soon there's not going to be anybody left in the private sector except bankers. Accelerate the expansion of government services pilots and policies. What are pilots? These are the little propaganda pieces. This is the stuff that you see in your local newspaper. These are the lap cards that fall out of your newspapers and books and things and magazines that you go to the store and pick up a magazine and you get this little lap card. These are these little PSA. They look like public service announcements, and in fact, they really are public notice, but they don't come free. Rupert Murdoch doesn't include, you know, any space on his roadmap for free. Government, quote unquote, government has to buy that space. And so there's lots of advertising dollars that get kicked in there as they develop a comprehensive public-private sector implementation plan. It just goes from bad to worse. You got to read the document. It's something else.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the solution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracle broadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Lots of news on the plate today. In the beginning portion of the broadcast, we got in and took a look at Barry the Usurper's relationship with Vanguard Windsor, profiting on the Gulf oil catastrophe. Looked at G20 as a non-event as far as finances are concerned. They were basically just peeing money down a rat hole, or actually peeing it down the sewer drains and then welding the manhole lids closed. Anyway, in Toronto, didn't turn out much up there, at least nothing that Bloomberg wants to tell us about. And turn from there over to look at this national strategy for the trusted identities in cyberspace, and just reviewing the table of contents of this bloody thing, all right? And it continues. It's almost done here. We're left to page 27 out of this 30-something page little pamphlet. It's a PDF file, 39 pages. You can find it on the Internet, www.dhs.gov, and then just browse around a little bit, search for Draft National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. Coordinate the development and refinement of risk models and interoperability standards, address the liability concerns of service providers and individuals, perform outreach and awareness across all stakeholders. You got stakeholders and actors. I mean, you don't talk about communitarianism, this is it, on steroids. Continue collaborating with international efforts. All right, continues here. Identify other means to drive adoption of the identity ecosystem across the nation. You hear that? Identify other means to drive adoption of the identity ecosystem across the nation. What does that mean? This is the idea of doing end runs around the constitutions of all of the several states, of each of the several states. The states, not this states, but this states will have to comply. And so they have to drive it across and around, do end runs around the constitutions. They'll do that with model codes and model acts. It'll come to your local state representative will sponsor a bill. All of a sudden he'll go, aha, I need to do this. We're doing this. We're doing this for cybersecurity, cyberspace, my idea. I'm sponsoring the bill. And that's what he'll tell you at the town hall meetings. My bill. It's not his bill. Drive him out into the woodshed someplace. Tar and feather him, light the feathers on fire. It's not his bill. He's just a coadjutor, if you will. The Jesuit general. Again, identify other means to drive adoption. It's all based on voluntary compliance. Even if they have to beat you into submission to get you to comply, they will. Drive adoption of the identity ecosystem on an identity ecosystem. Yeah. And just plant your potatoes out there too, right? Then it goes through conclusions, but my God, what do we find in Appendix A but a glossary? Actually, they're going to define their terms. Isn't that amazing? Well, let's go down a little bit further here. I just want to help you all to lose your breakfast. Start out with page one. I'm working on a PDF file here, so bear with me as I scroll around through this thing. Here's the executive summary. Now, most people will never read beyond this, okay? This is all the farther they'll ever get. They'll never read to page 39. Cyberspace, the interdependent network of information technology components that underpins many of our communications, that's the definition of cyberspace. You see how they do that? Define your terms. That's why I always ask you when you start studying something to reach for a dictionary and define your terms before you make wide use of terms like evolution, at least take the time necessary to look in a common dictionary and find out what it is that you're actually saying, what you're promoting, all right? Cyberspace, here's their definition, the interdependent network of information technology components that underpins many of our communications. Well, we'll pick it up right there, right after this word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again taking a look at this executive summary out of this unusual little piece of writing that we began in the first segment there. Once again, here we are back on our Monday, June 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for all of those audiences just joining us. Now, we're looking at the draft national strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace, June the 25th, a PDF that you can find in the Department of Homeland Security's website, DHS.gov. Executive summary, again, the cyberspace, here's the definition, the interdependent, you know, it's interdependent, interoperable, interdependent network of information technology components that underpins many of our communications. That's cyberspace. It's a crucial component of the nation's critical infrastructure, so obviously that puts the Department of Homeland Security in the driver's seat, doesn't it? Of course, if you listen to Doug Owen and Lee Rogers and Michael Vail and Mike Chambers, you know, they can tell you a lot more about all this stuff than I can. I'm kind of a, I'm Internet light, let's put it that way. We use cyberspace to exchange information, buy and sell products and services, and enable many online transactions across a wide range of sectors, both nationally and internationally. See, they have to include a statement like that for people like John McCain, who relies heavily upon his wife for emailing. All right? As a result, a secure cyberspace is critical to the health of our economy and to the security of our nation. Okay, it's critical. A secure cyberspace. Now, I wonder who they're going to secure it from. In particular, the federal government must address the recent and alarming rise in online fraud, and there is that, identity theft, that's true, and misuse of information online. The misuse of information online. In other words, going in and getting all the CAFRA reports and exposing them to the light of day, bringing Barry the Usurper's investment record with Vanguard to Windsor online and in front of everybody in the blogosphere. I guess that would qualify as the misuse of information online. But certainly online fraud and identity theft, probably being promoted most by government and by all of its hirelings, just to bring us into it, you've got to have a problem in order to have a reaction, and you can't have the synthesis until you've had both the problem and the reaction. And so if this is their synthesis, you know that they were involved in creating both the thesis and the antithesis. One key step in reducing online fraud and identity theft is to increase the level of trust associated with identities in cyberspace. Now, you're going to see that this is going to come into a cyber ID card. They're always into this ID card thing. They got to come at us every which way to Sunday. It's whether it make a microchip in your posterior end, whether it's microchipping your dog and tracking that, whether it's RFID tracking chips in your beef and your pigs and your chickens and your cows. It doesn't matter whether it comes from the NIS, whether it comes down through Codex Alimentarius, whether it comes through bar cards. They've got to be able to put a barcode on you. That's all there is to it. Got to have it. They just can't use the big IBM computers to run the concentration camp planet if they don't have these numbers. And they want it, and they want it badly. So continuing, one key step in reducing online fraud is to increase the level of trust associated with identities in cyberspace. Time was, a man said who he was, and that was good enough, his word being his bond, but that doesn't work anymore. While this strategy recognizes the value of anonymity for many online transactions, e.g. blog postings, why on earth would they say that? The value of anonymity for many online transactions, like blog posting. Is that an online transaction? For other types of transactions, e.g. online banking or accessing electronic health records, well, they're letting you know. It is important that the parties to the transaction, third-party risk, counterparty risk, have a high degree of trust that they are interacting with known entities. Spoofed websites, I wonder how many they put up every day. Stolen passwords, I would imagine they've got every archive retrieval technique in the known to man available to steal your passwords. And compromised login accounts are all symptoms of an untrustworthy government. No, that's not what they said. An untrustworthy computing environment. This strategy seeks to identify ways to raise the level of trust associated with the identities of individuals, organizations, services, and devices involved in certain types of online transactions. The strategy's vision is, now listen, this is the vision statement, all right? This is the one that they're going to drive across the country. Individuals and organizations utilize secure, efficient, easy-to-use, and interoperable identity solutions to access online services in a manner that promotes confidence, privacy, choice, and innovation. Watch for that to come up in an advertisement in a newspaper released soon near you. More specifically, the strategy defines and promotes an identity ecosystem. It defines and promotes an identity ecosystem that supports trusted online environments. Environments. Ecosystem. Ecology. Evolution. Sustainability. Security. Privacy. The identity ecosystem is an online environment where individuals, This is electronic, folks. This is digits. This is not... I could go ballistic. I won't. The identity ecosystem is an online environment where individuals, organizations, services, and devices can trust each other so that one device can trust another device. Interesting. As if devices trust each other. Or is that something reserved to individuals? Is that something reserved to a brain, a mind? I don't know. Organizations can trust each other because authoritative sources establish and authenticate their digital identities. See, it's the authoritative sources. That's your authoritarianism. That's called your jackbooted thug in most places. The information, the Information Control Division, the Information Control Division. Bertram Schaffner headed that up after World War II in Germany. They were all out there trying to bring down how could we best destroy this authoritarian fatherland of Germany. And what? We're building an authoritarian fatherland now in America. The identity ecosystem enables, and again, it's to authenticate their digital identities. Authenticate the digital identity of an individual, of an organization, of a service, and a device. They can trust each other because the authoritative sources establish and authenticate these digital identities. All right. The identity ecosystem enables these points. Security. My word. Benjamin Franklin said, people that would exchange, let's say, their essential liberties for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security. And they start this off with security. You can see how far down the slippery slope we've come in America. Security, by making it more difficult for adversaries, that would be an attorney, perhaps, a lawyer, to compromise online transactions, adversaries. Do you have any adversaries out there online, my friends? I certainly have been attacked over the last few months by some adversaries. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, when you have read enough of the United Nations programming, as I have, to understand what is coming down from a global standpoint, these sort of documents, you know, they're so revealing. They really are. I mean, it just shows you the depth of the mental depravity. But in our chat room, which you can certainly access, folks, if you're not there already, become vocallocal.com or vocallocal.org will get you there. On the homepage of my website, just click on the chat room and boom, right there. Go on in, pick a name, and jump into the chat. But in the chat room, one of our chatters, Coco, made a comment in regards to the culture of safety, the promotion of the culture of safety. Yes, that's exactly right. Several years ago, now about 5 years ago, as I was studying my first time in through Agenda 21, Program of Action out of Rio de Janeiro, in Chapter 7, Promoting the Sustainable Human Settlement Developments, Chapter 7.59, from memory, paraphrasing, probably very accurately, but paraphrasing, is a promotion of a culture of safety. All right? The promotion of a culture of safety. I call it the safety cult. You can find it when you're involved with things like the FEMA's All Hazard Mitigation Planning Program. Now on steroids as they get prepared internationally to receive the Floridians and the Georgians and the Alabamians and the Louisianans, I guess you call it, and the Texans, displaced from the Gulf, as they no doubt will be. But whether you're looking at FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system, and of course, if you think about it, if you know what I'm talking about when I say that, you know that it's man-made and natural disasters, including things like the catastrophe of a well gone bad, an oil well. Anyway, there's a lot to it. But let's go back in, because what we're looking at here is we're learning to recognize the craft and guile, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. You have to understand that academia is working against you, not for you. That through the influence of grants and aid, the great foundations are channeling tons and tons of money into all of the various schools all across America. The social sciences departments and the natural sciences department and even the physical sciences department, they're channeling lots and lots of money in there. And then they're churning out change agents. Change. You're going to have some change. Community organizers like Barry the Usurper. All right? Lots of change. But a bold vocal local people, as bold vocal local people, as we become vocal local right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states, here's your solution set for today. It's absolutely essential that we understand their language games. Excuse me. The whole idea of logical positivism is just simply to take words and make them symbols inside of a language game. This is the stuff that you discovered when you first read George Orwell's 1984. When you read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and I always recommend that you follow that with his Brave New World Revisited, which I find, of the three books, the most revealing of all. Nevertheless, this is the language of the change agents. This is the language of change as it relates to this particular issue. Continuing security, And this is the way they come at you. The identity ecosystem enables. The identity ecosystem enables. This is like Bugs and Bunny Land, folks. This is a mental problem, a very serious mental dysfunction. Security, by making it more difficult for adversaries to compromise online transactions. It's a war on terror, you know. Adversaries, the adversarial court system. Efficiency, based on convenience for individuals. How much of your freedom have you given up for convenience? How much of your health have you sacrificed for convenience? I know. It takes extra time to soak a pot of beans. It takes extra time to steam a pot of rice. It takes extra time to wash and pare and dice up vegetables and maybe do a little stir fry. It does take extra time, but there's no packaging involved in any of that. It's not at all convenient. It requires a bowl, it requires water, and it requires a little effort on your part. But when I sit down to my supper at night, as simple as they oftentimes are, I can name everything on the plate. Can you? I don't need to look at a package label to know what's on my plate. To hell with the convenience. I'll take the health. Efficiency based on convenience for individuals who may choose to manage fewer passwords or accounts than they do today. You know it, and I know it. For somebody as techno-challenged as I am, all of these damned passwords and access codes and usernames and logins make the whole experience very poor. But the more complex your passwords and the more varied they are, the more, quote-unquote, secure you are on the net. I don't need somebody to give me some plastic ID card or some digital signature in order to facilitate web surfing. I never thought it would be safe in the first place. I was one of the last online. I resisted it. I mean, what is it hard to understand? It's an internet. It's the World Wide Web. It's a spider web. It's going to get you. You got to know it. I didn't want to go there. I don't like being in a net. I wouldn't walk into a net intentionally. I would avoid a man trap, wouldn't you? But it's out there. So you know that it's not going to be safe and it's not going to be secure. But it's mighty damned handy, wouldn't you agree? Continuing, which stands to benefit from a reduction in paper-based and account management processes. Well, that's how they sold the internet. Oh, think of all the paper. You won't have to have any paper anymore. That's right. There are no more books being made. Well, there's a few. Everything is all electronic. So that your entire, all of the records of the NSA, all of the records of the stock exchange can go up in a wisp of smoke and come down in a particulate matter when they blow up World Trade Center building number 7 and World Trade Center's buildings 1 and 2, right? And there's no records. There's no paper fluttering down. It's just destroyed computers and hard drives coming down in a cloud of dust. Ease of use, by automating identity solutions whenever possible and basing them on technology that is easy to operate with minimal training. Training is what you do with an animal. Dog training. You train your gerbil to run on the little wheel, your hamster wheel, all right? Training. You train people to be, you know, military killers, military men. You train workers to stand at the turret mill and grind parts all day. Training is not the same as education. Confidence. This is all part of the identity ecosystem. Confidence. It's a con game. You know it is. Confidence that digital identities are adequately protected. BS. There's nothing secure about the internet. And there's nothing secure that Janet Napolitano or Elena Kagan or any of these others, you know, or who or any of them. There's no security here, folks. Forget about it. Confidence. It's a con game. Confidence that digital identities are adequately protected, thereby increasing the use of the internet for various types of online transactions. They want to drive you away from cash, fold it in half cash. They want you to be away from barter. They want to drive you into their economic net. Right? So be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Do as little as you possibly can on the internet. as far as financial things are concerned, get the company's phone number and call them up. Get the physical address and then send them cash if you can, or a bank check, or a bank wire, or something. But stay off the net with your finances. That's where they want you to be. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so without belaboring this too much further, I'm just going to give you the other points of this identity ecosystem, and then we'll drop out of this and go over to the John Stuart Mill again. I like to keep moving forward in this discussion because as I've progressed myself through this lengthy treatise, it just gets richer and richer as we go. But this, again, from the Department of Homeland Security, developing the identity ecosystem. We've talked about confidence that digital identities are adequately protected, thereby increasing the use of the Internet for various types of online transactions. I'll let you use your imagination there. Increased privacy for individuals who rely on their data being handled responsibly and who are routinely informed about those who are collecting their data and the purposes for which it is being used. I haven't gotten that email lately, have you? I don't know what the NSA is collecting on me. I really don't care. But it would be rather revealing to find out which for what purposes it's being collected, although I could probably guess. But there are a lot of people out there all across America that use the Internet for business, Kurt Wilson included, having trouble with GoDaddy. I'm so glad I went to Bluehost on Doug Owens' recommendation, but anyway. Nevertheless, there are lots of people out there that are doing Internet-based businesses. And this certainly, they have every right and expectation, reasonable expectation, that their business would be secure online. Seems to me that there are ways to secure that, though, the little lock you see down in the corner and things like that. You've got a good programmer working with you, that should be pretty well, you know, available to somebody in business. But those businesses are some of those that then collect data about us, right? Greater choices, here we go, some more. As identity credentials and devices are offered by providers, all right, greater choice. As identity credentials and devices. I'm not liking this any more than you probably. Greater choice, again, as identity credentials and devices are offered by providers using interoperable platforms. Interoperable platforms. Is that all the keystroke logging that goes on in the background, things that you're not aware of while you're buying your hemp oil or whatever? Opportunities for innovation. As service providers develop or expand the services offered online, particularly those services that are inherently higher in risk. Those are the key points. Privacy protection and voluntary participation are pillars of identity ecosystem. Privacy protection and voluntary participation, voluntary compliance, all right? Agenda 21, steroids here. The identity ecosystem protects anonymous parties by keeping their identity a secret, unfortunately, and sharing only the information necessary to complete the transaction. For example, the identity ecosystem allows an individual to provide age without releasing birth date, name, address, or other identifying data. At the other end of the spectrum, the identity ecosystem supports transactions that require high assurance of a participant's identity. The identity ecosystem reduces the risk of exploitation of information by unauthorized access through more robust access control techniques. Has anybody ever read Windows for Dummies? I have. Both for the Windows XP operating system and Windows 7. Woody's words of wisdom are, don't give any information to anybody. I think it's a pretty good place to start. Pretty hard to compromise your identity if you don't ever give your information to anybody. As Woody says, it's your keystrokes and the return key that do you the most damage, the things you voluntarily comply with, the things you voluntarily give up. All right? Well, so there's a lot more to that. Again, I encourage you to take a look at it. It's on the Department of Homeland Security's website. It's new national strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace. Things are just going to go from weird to much weirder. Back to our discussion. This is the criterion of good form. Now, I did receive an email from one of our listeners where you can find a copy of this treatise by John Stuart Mill up on the Internet as a PDF. I downloaded it. It opened. I checked selected passages and verified it against my book. It seems to be very, very accurate. And so it would be something that you might look for. I know that not everybody wants to rush out and buy books these days. And sometimes these books are hard to find. But you can get it up on the Internet. And I'll try and put it in my webpage on a post today later on. But again, I'm referring from Everyman Classics. This is a J.M. Denton Sons Limited, published in London by the Everyman's Library. John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism, Liberty, Representative Government, Selections from August Comte, edited by an H.B. Acton. I think that's Lord Acton, but it could be mistaken. Introduction and Appendix, J.M. Denton Sons, 1972, all rights reserved. Which means I'm going to plagiarize all over the hell of this thing and just jump on copyright infringements and just read from it. That's what we do here, a little bit at a time. Somebody got a problem with it? I think that John Stuart Mill is dead, isn't he? All right. What, for example, are the qualities in the citizens individually which conduce most to keep up the amount of good conduct of good management, of success and prosperity, which already exists in society. So as we've started in on here, one of the most important criteria of a good government is a good people. When the people go to hell in a handbasket, when they're rotten and rotten to the core, what do you expect from your government but rottenness to the core? All right? So if we're going to be the replacement set, if we're going to be the change we're looking for, we're going to have to do a little checkup from the neck up and see whether or not we are capable of and worthy of self-government. And if not, then we'll just have to take whatever bondage is handed out. So again, we're starting here. What, for example, are the qualities in the citizens individually which conduce most to keep up the amount of good conduct, of good management, of success and prosperity which already exists in society? If you don't exercise a little discretion in your own life, if you don't live a life of naturally good conduct and good management, if you're not striving for some degrees of success and prosperity, what kind of a society would you possibly have? And what kind of a government would be instituted among those men to continue their blessings of diminished life, liberty, and happiness? Everybody will agree that those qualities are, again, we shared this as review from last week, everybody will agree that those qualities are industry, integrity, justice, and prudence. Now, I don't have it in front of me, but I certainly have it beside me. We could go into the writings of Aristotle and pick up these kinds of threads there. Cicero, the same thing. You could find the same in the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas. You could pick up the same thread in Pufendorf and Guizot. You can pick up the same thread in Blackstone, Sir Edward Coke, and certainly in Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. There are these certain categories, these certain qualities that have been known, well known, to man for centuries and centuries, these qualities that are sought for in individuals that result in the greatest amounts of freedom. All right, again, I imagine you could find plenty of this right out of the Bible. Industry, integrity, justice, and prudence. But are not these of all qualities the most conducive to improvement? Again, improvement being order and progress. And is not any growth of these virtues in the community in itself the greatest of improvements? You don't have to have an economic and environmental and economic development programming. What we needed to be looking at is industry, integrity, justice, and prudence, according to John Stuart Mill. And there's the happy route out of this misery. If so, whatever qualities in the government are promotive of industry, integrity, justice, and prudence conduce alike to permanence and to progression. Notice he didn't say evolution there. He says to permanence and progression. That evolutionary garbage came in with Charles Darwin and the boys, Robert Malthus, and so on and so forth. Again, if so, whatever qualities in the government are promotive of industry, integrity, justice, and prudence conduce alike to permanence and to progression. And so the governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when they are contrary to that, it is not only our right, but our duty to throw off such a government and institute one that promotes industry, integrity, justice, and prudence. And you're not going to have that from a government of thieves and gangster, bankster bastards like we have in Washington, D.C., and altogether, untoo fortunately, in your state government, your county government, and your municipal governments as well. As Leo Strauss said, this is a city of speech. In other words, it's not really a city, is it? We know better than that. It's a corporation, and it's a city of crime. They would steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. Be right back. Think about that. 3 minutes.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So as we expand our understanding of the system of representative government that our founders bequeathed to us as a trust, we understand more about our role inside of the system. It's so easy to throw rocks. It's so easy to point the finger of blame elsewhere. But too often, that finger really needs to be pointed straight at us. Straight at us. It's my wife, it's my car, it's my job, it's my house, it's my children, it's my dog, it's my boss, it's my widow. Always somebody else, but never you. But unfortunately, John Stuart Mill was a little wiser than that back in the 1850s when he wrote this section of the criterion of a good form of government, representative government being the best in his mind and mine too. Only, there is needed much more of these qualities to make the society decidedly progressive than merely to keep it permanent. So we're expressing a certain sense of dynamism here. That governments, like the people and like the societies that are formed from them and by them, are not static. They're always changing. And our founders were wise enough to provide in the documents in the Constitution methods for amendment. They didn't make it easy, and they didn't make it easy on purpose. Writing the Declaration of Independence gives you the clue there. We don't throw off a system of government for light or transient reasons. We don't throw it off in a whim. just because you've got a black Jesus for once. What, again, are the particular attributes in human beings which seem to have a more special reference to progress, and here he capitalizes the P, and do not so directly suggest the ideas of order and preservation? Progress, order, preservation. They are chiefly the qualities of mental activity, enterprise, and courage. Mental activity is something that's very important to understand as you get further south, as you get along the southern border. The mental activity is different between those people and those that you might find as far north as Maine or Washington or North Dakota or Idaho. People who live in the tropical regions are less mentally active. It's hot, man. Yesterday it was like over 90 degrees in my house and humid, man. I'm telling you, humid. I didn't do anything mental, really, other than just read in the coolest part of my house. I'm not using my air conditioning system this summer if I can avoid it. But our minds are much more facile and swift in the wintertime when it's chilly than it is during the summertime. And the longer the summer heat season and this humidity season extends, the more apt we are to be less productive mentally and physically. And our author here is aware of that. They are chiefly, again, the qualities of mental activity, enterprise, and courage. Courage, how easy it is to overrun the tribals. Man, they don't even want to get up, much less try and find something to make a spear out of. Rather lay in the shade, you know. What's got your shorts in a bunch, Columbo? Why don't you get back on your boat and go back to where you came from? That didn't work for them. Won't work for us either. But are not all these qualities fully as much required for preserving the good we have as for adding to it? You're not going to grow your wealth if you're indolent, with an inactive mind or all of that. No industry. No progress happening in your life. You just become stationary, horizontal, most of the time. If there is anything certain in human affairs, it is that valuable acquisitions are only to be retained by the continuation of the same energies which gained them. It took tremendous amount of energy to open the West, if you will, to settle the colonies and then open the West. And when people stop doing things, then progress comes to a rapid halt. There's lots of reasons why people stop doing things. They lose confidence. A loss of confidence is just as debilitating as an exceedingly hot and humid day. You have no confidence in your money. You have no confidence in your governments. You have no confidence in your education system. You have no confidence in the legal system. A lack of confidence can be as debilitating as a hot and humid day. Things left to take care of themselves inevitably decay. Am I the only one? I've got dozens of projects that I've set aside in order to do this radio broadcast on a daily basis. Things that I could quickly get accomplished if I was just focusing my attention on my chores as opposed to doing radio. The mental attribute, which seems exclusively dedicated to progress and is the culmination of the tendencies to it, is originality or invention. We've spoken of this in the past, how vitally important it is for the young people today, and middle ages as well, more so than us older folk, although I'm not that old yet. But this idea of originality and invention, so much preferable is it to be an entrepreneur and an employer than a grunt and a wage slave. So desperately do we need originality and invention today to jumpstart our economies and our lifestyles, to give us that modus operandi, the reason for living. You know what they call it? Motive vivendi. Yet this is no less necessary for permanence, since in the inevitable changes of human affairs, new inconveniences and dangers continually grow up, which must be encountered by new resources and contrivances in order to keep things going on even only as well as they did before. Right? There's always something lurking around the corner, something new, some new stimulus that's going to come along. Even a well disaster, and I believe that the administration is counting on this. This will be part of their economic recovery program. Perhaps the people that are being displaced or will be displaced, perhaps from the Gulf Coast region, will find themselves occupying some of these vacant houses that have been foreclosed upon in the jingle mail and now they're standing empty. Maybe some of those people will find themselves in there. Maybe some of these strip malls will be converted over to relocation centers or something, or thrift malls, or places, you know, drop-off centers and food banks and whatnot. Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Whatever qualities, therefore, in a government tend to encourage activity, energy, courage, and originality. We've got a government that's beating the snake's knot out of the people. They're on the wrong path. They're completely out to lunch. They're dysfunctional in all regards. Not even the international economic community has any faith in what Barry the Usurper is saying, right? But a good government encourages activity, energy, courage, and originality. These are the requisites of permanence. Some might say conservatism, but I don't use those terminology. John Stuart Mill doesn't waste much time on it either. He revealed that in the opening paragraph of this work. Are the requisites of permanence as well as of progress. Again, these qualities, activity, energy, courage, originality, these are requisites of permanence as well as of progress. Only a somewhat less degree of them will on the average suffice for the former purpose than for the latter. Now let's see what we've got. I've got to watch my time so that I don't allow myself to just get overwhelmed. We've got 1 minute. So I'll just stop right there for today. This information was written a long time ago by someone, as we know by study, reading his biography, getting right into the encyclopedias. You can find it up on Wikipedia. Someone that we know is a thinker, industrious, hardworking, also really the founder of this concept of philosophical radicalism. It greatly changed the political landscape of England and the colonies. Not always for the better. Even in his last years, John Stuart Mill admitted that he'd been a socialist, you know, a socialist. Socialism has many different terms or many different connotations and associations. And you go back and look at the levelers, for instance. That would be an early English form of socialism, the levelers. Study the difference between the Roundheads and the Cavaliers in the times of the Reformation and come forward through that history as well. Lots of schools of thought. At this time, we need to think, don't prejudge, accept the best from any place we can find it and apply it in our own lives. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Hey.